Who do we have here? Can you introduce yourselves?
I am Serena Dominguez.
Serena Dominguez.
And we are her band.
And the band. Serena Dominguez,
nope,
the band.
Nope, 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 no band names. Only the lead. Only the lead artist.
She's the main artist.
No, this is Donnie.
We are mere representatives.
Donnie Hopkins, aka Johnny Hopkins. Well, that's actually his real name.
I'm sorry. Is it Donnie or
Listen,
hold on.
My name's.
And we have
it's
Donnie.
Very simple,
we have
actually.
Donnie Johnkins.
No, listen,
no,
Donnie.
No.
It's John. My name is John.
I'm
Hopkins.
So confused about.
Oh, wait,
his name
is
John E. Hopkins.
This is okay. Live, by the way.
Yeah. Big Lebowski. You ever seen that?
Oh yeah.
Don't
that's
assault
why
me.
I'm called Donnie.
That's okay. Why it's called Donnie.
Anyway.
So it was
well, how about this? Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
There you go.
Who's this guy?
My name is Matthew Vieira, and I play bass for Serena. And Donnie.
A little bit louder.
My name is Matthew Vieira, and I play bass for Serena, and Donnie is on drums.
All right.
Donnie's on
so
drums.
We've got Johnny, Donnie, Hopkins, Saskins.
Yes.
And what was it?
Matthew.
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 All right. So you're
Serena.
On what?
Serena.
I'm on drums.
You're on drums, and you're on?
Bass.
Bass, and you're the
singer, guitar player.
Talent.
Singer, guitar player.
Yeah.
Very cool. So did you just go on?
Yes, we just went on, but it was the most stressful thing of my entire
why?
Life.
She did great. Let's not
bother. I remember talking to you earlier, and you said you were going to go on at 9.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to apologize right now for his voice.
Yeah.
It's fucking shot.
You know what? It's
shot.
Totally fine.
My voice is gone.
You sound awesome.
I feel like,
awesome.
I feel like I'm
monster.
His interpreter.
Yeah.
Like, he has to say something, and then I'm like...
You come to my daughter's wedding.
Welcome to Godfather Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So how'd it go? So it was stressful.
I mean... It wasn't really the Deadbird record. It wasn't their fault. The sound guy just had no idea what the hell
we've
he was
been
doing.
Hearing a lot of negative stuff.
We've been hearing
the sound
guy isn't so hot.
Red shirt man.
But in the face of adversary, we kicked the shit out of that. So.
Yeah.
We kicked ass.
Yeah, it's all that matters at the end of the day is you know when you sit there you got to do what you got to do as best you can. So.
Agreed.
And running these gigs for festivals is always tough. You know, having a lot of personalities involved and. Having a lot of dynamics and a lot of different instruments, it's very tough because people are trying to run on time schedules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we understand how that goes. So
yeah.
We try and go out there and really give it our best and make sure that we rock one way or the other, you know?
That's
so
awesome.
That's how we put it out.
I think this venue is especially different because they're running two stages on the same soundboard.
And they're switching off.
So for people watching, by the way, we're streaming live right now on the internet and we're also recording for future mixing podcasts. But,
right.
For people listening, watching, however you're receiving us, there's two stages right now. One over here, all in the backyard. So it's one band, and then one band, and then one band, and they're running off the same soundboard, the same mixer. So the guy's got to adjust all the levels for one, and then as soon as they're done, you know, the other one's been warming up, and he's got to switch over and do the other one. So I'm sure it's a little stressful for red shirt guy. But I'm not giving him any credit.
He really doesn't deserve a name tonight.
Sorry, red shirt guy.
More like red shit guy.
You go on your ass sometimes to learn something.
Please don't beat me up, red shirt guy, wherever you are.
Hey, maybe we shouldn't be using his real name.
Where's his business card? It says Red Shirt Guy Stevenson. Hi, I'm Red Shirt Guy Stevenson.
I'm extremely shitty.
Yeah, no, I feel bad. But
not too bad.
So Laura's your sister, I heard.
Laura is my sister.
She's doing my music video.
That's
when I get
right.
back.
What Paul said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I talked to Selena a little earlier. You said you're working on a video.
God, your voice is just going getting worse.
I love
and
it.
Worse.
I feel like I'm talking to a transvestite. It's amazing.
This venue is actually very beautiful. It's a wonderful old house,
awesome
and you don't see a lot
atmosphere.
Of venues like this anymore. So you know, most of us hang out in Phoenix and. Spent some time in LA, but it's really refreshing to come here. You see a lot of different personalities in a lot of different places, and it's a really conducive environment. You know, we were walking around
we've
the city today.
We've had like
today.
A good experience so far. I mean, besides the fact that I'm under 21 and like there's like a street and all
okay,
of it.
Okay, go away.
I'm like walking down. I don't even.
What?
I was like getting anxiety attacks.
How old are you?
I'm 19
12.
Years old.
She's actually
12. I am 19 years. I am 19.
And so how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing this since 5th grade, so 14.
You've been partying at South By since you were 5 years
she's
old.
Been,
raging.
She's been binge drinking and smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
She's already over it.
She's done it so much,
I've
she's over
died.
It.
She's got the liver of a 75-year-old alcoholic. Oh,
oh
my lord.
God. And how long have you guys collaborated?
Oh my, like a couple months.
Yeah,
like.
I came on to play with Serena, back in October, November,
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that. So I've actually been playing with some of the artists from River Jones Music,
based
in Phoenix.
River Jones Music label. We have to give a shout out to them.
Yeah, so Serena was recently signed on.
She's the new young talent for River Jones.
River Jones Music.
And I've been playing with a couple of artists for them,
Phoenix
doing some studio work here and there. And friend of a friend bumped me into Serena, and you know, we heard each other's work a little bit and got to talking, and that was that. And Donnie's
funny enough, I showed up at one of the gigs. And I actually play keyboard with Matt.
Yeah,
in
these two
band.
Are in another band.
And
so they
kind of
cheated on their
player.
Band with me. they're whoring it up. I'm sorry.
Did you say they're whoring it up?
No, she didn't even know I was a drummer. And I was watching her. So she goes, I need a drummer. And I was like, that's kind of what I do. That's my main thing. Butterbait. And then one thing led to another.
And that is the end of that story.
Whoa. We got to hear the end of that story.
We're here.
It wasn't very exciting.
You guys had sex and then a child.
Damn.
Did you think that's where it was going?
No.
See, it was the anonymity.
This is the most ADD conversation.
But we're teaching
ever.
The child to play keys, so it's all working out.
Yeah, exactly. Then you got a full piece. You got a four-piece band. You're going to
get it. We give him another 12 years, he's going to be solid. Don't worry.
You're from Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona.
That's right. And are you guys from Arizona as well?
Yeah. Yep, we all live in Tempe.
We just say Phoenix because everybody that knows of Arizona is just like, you're from Phoenix. Nobody knows any
Gilbert.
Of the other cities. So
I was talking to Paul because we're from San Francisco Bay Area, California. And I was talking to Paul and I was like, yeah, I forget what the reference was, but I was like, yeah, it's like when people from out of state come to San Francisco and they're like, oh, let's take a drive today down to San Diego. I'm like, that's like an 8.5 hour drive.
Way too long.
Do you know where Mexico is in relation to the United States?
And maybe Canada at that rate?
That's hilarious.
But,
that's
great.
Let's talk a little bit about, so you said Laura's going to be doing a music video with you guys.
She's going to be doing Moonbeams. I'm actually coming out with an album. Hopefully it comes out the end of this month. But
so you're done recording? You still recording?
Yeah, no, I'm done recording.
So you're mixing?
It's done mixing. It's we're doing the video.
So it's just in a safe?
It's
you're waiting for the Mayan calendar.
Yes. Actually,
we're
that's
getting
on my
album
21st
artwork
birthday.
Together, yeah.
Apparently, the world's supposed to end on my 21st birthday, which is not cool. I'm just saying.
You know what's really funny? I heard like the greatest argument ever against the Mayan calendar. Somebody's like, "Yeah, the Mayans made their calendar back in wherever, and they didn't know about leap years yet, so."
DeGrasse Tyson. Did you hear it from DeGrasse Tyson?
What's that?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Because that guy
I
knows.
Have no idea what you're saying.
He completely just. Laid it all to rest. It's completely.
These people, they were like, they're like,
some
well, the Mayans didn't know about leap years. So if you factor in leap years, the world should have ended like 10 years ago.
They also thought the universe was created like 3000 BC, and it clearly wasn't. So,
Well, that has not been proven.
Were you there?
They also believed that the earth was flat, there were four corners, and it sat on the back of an alligator and a lily pad.
It's gone from like the Mayan calendar to.
Prove it right now.
I want to find out about.
I'll bring out my pocket Mayan calendar.
Oh, sweet Lord.
I want to find out more about what you guys are doing right now.
Okay.
So you're here?
Yes.
I thought we were talking about the video.
Your first show?
And dinosaurs or something.
In South By?
First, this is my very first show, and I'm hoping in the future I have another show so that we can.
So you don't have
at
any.
At South By Southwest.
At South By Southwest.
This is our first appearance at South By Southwest.
Is there another show here at South By?
You know what? We're thinking about just going out tomorrow and just playing like a street show or something because we drove 17 hours out of here and we are this is not
in one day. We got on the road at like 6:30 in the morning and
got here
at
3:00.
3:30 in the morning.
17 hours to be here.
17 hours to play with Red Shirt Guy who doesn't know
with
what the
red
hell
shirt
he's
guy.
Doing. It's just, you know, we have to rock someone else's
holy
sock,
shit.
Though.
So are you turning around going right back?
Yep.
No.
Saturday we're going to be heading back. So we'll enjoy the city a little bit. We
there
heard about a really great Paul Simon documentary that's showing tomorrow night at the Ritz at 8 p.m. It's called Under African Skies.
We're
so anybody on the airwaves should go and check that out.
I'm
not involved in it at all, and I want everybody to come see it. It's great.
Paul Simon.
He's like a producer credit. He's like, what the fuck? He said he wasn't involved in it.
Where are you guys? Where you guys find stay?
Just kidding. What?
Here. Where are you guys staying?
We're actually over out in Georgetown now. Because we booked our hotel maybe, what was it, like a couple of weeks ago? Oh. Everybody was already stacked up here.
We're done,
and, so Georgetown's about 25 minutes outside of where we are right now.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a trek, but it's really good.
A little bit.
I'm glad, though, that we got this gig. Like,
it's
the
experience.
It's the experience, and whether it was good or bad, we learned from it. And, like, obviously we're going to have better experiences, but... It wasn't our fault, so, you know, I mean, we made the most out of it. I rocked the shit out of the last song.
You rock it.
What it is, like I was saying, is like, you know, you can only do the best with what you have, so you have to adapt to every environment, which is good for fucking bands, well, and also us, because we're used to sitting up in like our living room where we can do whatever the shit we want.
Yeah.
But now we're like, we'd have to be on the fly, so it's good learning. But like for you guys, and like also for us, like the networking here is insane. So it's all about just like talking to people, you know, trying to help promote each other, and just like getting the word out and doing your thing. Mm-hmm. Like that's it. So it's really like an invaluable opportunity.
It's the biggest point of coming here to this.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't make, otherwise it doesn't make much sense to drive 18 hours to play for
it minutes. Actually makes no sense
but
at all.
It's all about being out here, and even if you don't know anybody, you can say, hey, I played at South by Southwest.
Exactly.
So
that's big.
Can I ask again, going back to the video? I'm sorry, I just want to get back to the video.
Finish that plug into the wall.
So,
yes,
okay. I'm so
back
curious.
To the video.
How did the video come about? How did you meet Laura? How did you get interacted with Desert Records?
I met Laura through River Jones, who is my label owner, manager. I met Laura through him, and he suggested Laura to film the music video, and so we met up at this place called Long Long's. It's a bar.
At what?
Long Long's. It's, everyone thinks it's like an Asian place, but it's not. It's just like a bar. But we met her there, and she's super amazing and super nice, and her creativity is just like out of this world, and she understands music very well, and she relates music very well in her mind, and she can just, she's amazing, and I'm super excited to work with her.
She is very conceptual with what
very,
she sees
and she
hears.
Gets her shit done too. Like within like a week, she has like an outline.
Around.
Oh no, she doesn't. Except for this, but this wasn't really her fault.
She doesn't even own a red shirt. That's how much serious business
she
is.
What?
She doesn't even own a red shirt.
So
she burned all her red shirts last week.
She's burned all her red shirts. She felt so bad. She was like, "I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. This guy doesn't know what he's doing." So I mean, she's an awesome girl, and I'm woman. So I'm
awesome, all of the above.
So I'm really excited.
What is the concept of the video?
The concept of the video is kind of just like very theatrical. Like we're going to an actual theater and we're gonna kind of like.
Are
pan
you shooting
out.
It in Tucson?
Yeah, we're shooting it in Tucson.
Are you shooting it at the end of this month?
Yes. Why don't you know more about this?
We've
than
heard
I,
a lot
why
about
am I explaining this.
We've heard the project. We just haven't. She's been like all
talking
over the place.
Yeah.
The past
I know about it. I'm in the know.
I'm in the know. Yeah. But I'm super excited. It's my first music video, and I'm super excited about it. And I know the other music video she did was awesome. I don't remember what band
Transfer,
it was.
Get Some Rest?
Yes. It was all so right. good.
If you got a minute, I'm not sure if they... I think they've officially released it, because I've seen it on Facebook. So if you get a minute, go... I don't know. Maybe... the band is called Transfer. They're based out of San Diego. Laura for Deadwood Records shot a video a couple years ago here in Austin, or outside of Austin actually, at a place called the Zet Farmhouse, and the song was called Get Some Rest, and I actually was out here and I helped her shoot the video. It is beyond insane.
It's
the quality of this video, like visual quality and like conceptually and just production wise, it is beautiful.
It's beautiful. And that was part of the reason why we decided to go with her, because we were literally looking through all these music videos, and then I saw hers and I was like, this is wonderful, because she goes with a very natural kind of feel, and I love that. So
well, I think what's great about Laura, and granted it's my sister, but just
a little biased.
Well, yeah, it's biased,
I'm
but
just kidding.
Conceptually,
she's amazing.
Conceptually, she thinks outside the box. Most people nowadays, they think about music videos and they go, oh, what can we put up on YouTube?
Yeah.
That's what they do. And for her, like, because when I was working for, for the Transfer video, she was like, I want to bring music videos back. She's like, fuck putting it on YouTube. Like, who cares about that? Just because everybody blasts it out on YouTube doesn't mean we have to make, like, some small, shitty quality, small scale video. She's like, I want high production value. I want it to be beautiful. I want the cinematography to be great. And the video itself is just, like, stunningly beautiful,
stunning.
Dude. So she wants to really
have that. You have to have that vision, or else you don't even know how to do it.
Yeah.
She's got it in her head, so she knows what she wants.
And that's
get.
What she brings.
She knows
so she
what
brings
she
that
wants.
Vision, but also the dedication to say, like, look, I want this to be a music video, not a YouTube video. And there's a big freaking difference.
And another thing I respect about her is she told me straightforward, like, because we were thinking about doing another music video with her, and she was like, if I don't like the song, I'm not going to do a video to it, which is an amazing thing that she said to me, because I was like, you know what? That is your creative realm, and I would not expect you to do something
The great thing about Laura is she doesn't mix words. She'll tell you what she means.
Yeah,
it's kind of a tough thing to get involved with these days. You know, we had such a resurgence such a rise in MTV and VH1 for several years. And coming through the 2000s and stuff, that was a really big thing. And, having TRL and all these other shows come about that, you know, gave a lot of rise to that stuff was really great. But since that medium has kind of waned a little bit and all of the VH1 channels and stuff like that have kind of come down in public focus, a lot of filmmakers are having a tough time feeling inspired in the right ways for that. So even without a medium, it's kind of rare to find a really good artist that's saying, wow, I want to make high quality work, even if it doesn't mean a huge paycheck for having it put on the TV something like that. You know, that's what true legitimacy is doing it for the right reasons and not for the outcome.
Well, that's how as any type of business, you maintain your reputation and your integrity is by you know, keeping true to whatever it is you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Well, nowadays you have to look for it in pop music, unfortunately, because the radio isn't inspiring to anybody. Yeah,
it's just churn it out.
It's hard as hell for musicians to still be inspired because you turn on the radio and you're like,
that's terrible.
And so there's no real
even
angst
MTV
behind
now
it.
It's nothing.
You have to find these indie artists, and thank God for Pandora and XM and actually find out
indie,
about
but
artists.
Just like God, like. There's so many good artists out there that are not getting enough credit, and
but a lot of people
really
know about
disappointing.
Them,
so. I think people just want to dance and do
girls. But you can do that well
nowadays to music, so that's what it's turned into.
How would you describe your sound? Your sound?
Oh, this is the hardest question. I actually had an interview the other night, and I was just like rambling, but I read the
Well, don't ramble. We're short on time.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I read the interview online, and I sounded like a 3-year-old. It was ridiculous, but
You're like, coloring, building
blocks. I really like music.
OMG.
OMG. I guess I would say I always put myself in this position of like really powerful women. Like my voice is super powerful, but it's not something that's like hard kicking. It's very, I don't know. What would you guys say? It's very like soft and
what's
subtle.
The genre?
It has conviction to it.
Yeah.
When I first heard her play, I immediately was like, I need to play with this girl because I hear a lot of bad singers out there. No offense to them. That's okay. But you have this raw, natural talent that even when you're singing incredibly quiet, there's a conviction to it. And there is soul, even if it's not quote unquote soul music. There's a soul behind it.
Yeah, it's soul with subtlety, and that's really what kind of gives it the element of something different. You know, you hear a lot of powerful singers out there these days that, like you know, Serena said, have a lot of hard hitting stuff, and you know, it's just an interesting thing to find having the crossover of somebody that you know wants to make something that is you know maybe soothing or maybe something that's heartfelt, and at the same time can have the power and the backup behind her voice. So and a lot of variety, and that's something else that you know we find a lot of bands struggling with is finding material that has enough variance in it to keep it interesting while still sounding like it's coming from the same people. So
still sounding somewhat cohesive in and of itself.
Yeah, so you can start and finish a set and feel like wow, I listen to the same people and they have a lot of good ideas. That's a very rare thing these days. So that's really what we're aiming for with this project.
How much does the label play into it?
They play into. I mean, it's one of those labels that doesn't really pay for a lot of things, so it's very.
You're good.
It's one of those labels that you have to really work for what you want, and it's more of like a name kind of thing, and people recognize you because we're in a state that's really growing musically, but it's stuck in this kind of like same genre of music that is coming from there. I mean, we have a lot of great artists coming from there, like Fun and. Freaking Fleetwood Mac, are from Arizona. Are you kidding me?
Fleetwood Mac is the band that I hear any song on the radio that is like I'm singing along to, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? And I look it up, I'm like, oh,
Fleetwood Mac, exactly.
Of course that was Fleetwood
and
Mac.
The problem that we have with Arizona is that a lot of artists, when they are coming out of Arizona, their goal is to get out of Arizona.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Jimmy Eat World had to do. Those guys are from Tempe. I know I have a bunch of friends that knew them. And they're really, really great guys, but their goal was, hey, we need to get over to L.A., and then we need to start turning heads over there, and then maybe gears will turn. So we're kind of getting into an environment, and thankfully River Jones has turned a lot of those gears initially for us to make sure that when people are coming together and they want to play shows, that they're playing together and that they're bringing more people and more people. So we're seeing a more continuous response from the community, and rather than turning Arizona into a place that you just get out of, it's a place where we're actually starting to grow
it's
something.
Awesome.
You know?
He's snagging up all the artists that actually do sound different. I mean, have any group that comes out of Arizona that's successful, they change it up a little bit. I mean, think of Authority Zero.
Authority Zero is awesome.
It's real different. I mean, it's not incredibly different, but it's just they took a different take to it. And and the problem every group I ever hear in Phoenix is that they just all sound too much like one thing and not enough like themselves. Right. It's like, oh, wow, you guys sound like Tom Petty. And that's all you sound like. That's great. I love Tom Petty, but you're not bringing anything new to the table. I think any one hit wonder, you can look back in history, they didn't necessarily, they weren't able to keep bringing new things to the table. And River is really snagging up those artists that have, they have just, you listen to like 10 songs of theirs and you know that they've got like 40 more in their head that are going to sound completely different than those. And it's comforting.
And the label is like a folk kind of indie thing, and I don't really feel like I'm folk or indie. I'm not sure exactly, because I mean, like, I don't like saying pop, because like I think people, when they say hear pop, they think Britney Spears and Katy Perry.
I'd like to jump in there. I think pop used to have a really nice inflection to it. You think of like something like Michael Jackson.
It's been very tainted.
And you know, it's been tainted. So now, unfortunately, you have a lot of music intellectuals going, oh, pop. Well, it's like, well, pop used to be something. So
Pop used to be Michael Jackson, and he's the best singer of all time.
And it's simple, but it's very, very well thought out.
Where can we find you online?
I am on Facebook. So you just do, after you log into Facebook, just / Serena Dominguez, and then I'll be right there. I'm on Twitter and Tumblr and all of that. So basically just go to Google, type in Serena, S-A-R-E-E-N-A, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, and I'll pop up. I'll definitely pop up. She's not a lot of people spell their name like I do.
Did you guys bring any music today? Do you guys have?
We didn't. No, we didn't bring
three or anything like that.
No, we didn't bring any music with us today. But I have demos online, and I actually released my first single, and it's called 14. And
say that again. It's called the what?
14. Yes, 14. And I just released it, and we're planning on releasing more songs. But if you go to like bandcamp.com and you just type in my name, and I'm there. So, I have to say hi to my mom, because I don't know if she's listening. I don't know if she's listening.
Your dad too?
Yeah, my dad is over there, and he's like, I'm sure he's calling my mom. And
that guy's our savior. He's the driver.
But I love my mom.
He's a driver, our roadie, our guitar tech.
I know, my dad's awesome.
Emotional support.
He's a trooper.
Give your mom a shout out.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. I love you. I hope you're feeling better.
Aww, makes my heart cry. Let's get hammered. All right, guys. Thank you guys so
much.
Thanks.
Thank
you. It was good
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
It was very nice meeting you.
It was so nice meeting you. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.